When linearity and simple cause-effect models are the dictionaries by which we ascribe meaning and purpose to our lives, the inaccuracy and resulting action in that view cannot but cause us to encounter formidable obstacles at every step of the way that then manifest as the many larger-than-life problems we are faced with today. When we are able to embrace a fractal ladder-based systems view of reality, however, we not only give way to, but even begin to enter into relationship with a more conscious and comprehensive cause-effect reality that necessarily works a greater degree of magic in our lives. Today's challenges demand nothing less than a sea change in the definition and dynamics of many common components of our lives. Our notion of self, our notion of world, of leadership, of progress, of money, of business, of society, and of myriad other institutions needs to be turned on its head, not out of any frivolity, but based on more penetrating observations of progress and stagnation that animate many practical aspects of our lives. Aurasuriya has spent the last decade in this precise activity of more meaningful penetration on many of the aforementioned fronts. The contradictions that abound in our life do so because there is a huge disconnect between the common meanings and purposes we ascribe to key components of our life and the meaning and purpose that the truth of our reality demands. The fractal system introduced by Aurasuriya is an attempt to more fully mirror that truth of our reality. The approach to achieving effective change naturally changes. Usually the approach to bringing about change is restricted to one or the other level. There are frameworks that deal with making personal change. There are frameworks that deal with making organizational change. There are frameworks that deal with making market or system changes. These no doubt have their place and utility in the scheme of things, and will no doubt assist various organizations in completing their respective fractal journeys. The demand placed before us by world circumstances themselves, however, cannot any longer be addressed by such piecemeal and disconnected approaches. The time has come for a radical reconstruction of the notion of drivers, motive forces, causality, and the very map and way of change. This alternative approach to change that integrates the micro with the macro, that gets into deeper subjective drivers and their objective effects, that considers all events, ideas, circumstances, not to mention people, teams, corporations, collectivities, countries, instances of organization, as being constructed and therefore even reconstructed by common building blocks, in effect an approach that connects inner power with global change, is what is introduced here. New postulates for change have emerged through Aurasuriya's research. These include the following. There are common building blocks that animate each level of organization. Organization refers to an idea, a theory, a habit, an event, a circumstance, a person, a team, a corporation, a collectivity, a market, an economy, our world. Basically anything whose structure, processes, meaning is defined by the common building blocks. Dynamics of a particular organization are entirely determined by which of these building blocks are active at that level of organization. Like DNA, the stringing together of building blocks in a particular sequence or with particular dominance determines the active dynamics of that level of organization. There is only one particular sequence of stringing together building blocks that allows an organization to progress sustainably. This particular sequence exists in all progressive organizations, regardless of level of complexity, and forms the seed pattern of which the fractal ladder is the fractal. When organizations embrace sequences other than that of the progressive fractal, they become a part of a general fractal vortex that animates ordinary or as usual as opposed to progressive life. All sequences tend to repeat their raison d'etre and way of being not only at their own levels, but by influence at other levels also. This is what reinforces fractal reality. When a fractal for progress inevitably encounters forces or contrary fractals, a rite of passage is created by which deeper identity can emerge. The fractal ladder is a zone of possibility that causes the world system to progress in the most sustainable way possible. The fractal ladder is the signature of a progressive, conscious, and fully integrated world system. The existence of the fractal of progress, regardless of level of organizational complexity, and regardless of formidable opposition by forces to the contrary, implies its reality, or even an essential and pervasive reality of power, presence, knowledge, and love. An opening to this essential reality of power, presence, knowledge, and love is perhaps the most effective way for an organization to complete its own fractal journey of progress. The existence of a fractal ladder and a personified progress sets the stage for a vastly different set of dynamics with which to bring about change in organizations. On many different fronts, we are today at a boundary condition. The journey between one phase or building block of the ubiquitous fractal and the next must be completed for the increasing contradictions and general debilitation along many different fronts, symptoms of a bygone way of being to decline. The view, tools, insights that Aura Surya has developed over the last decade provide a means by which many organizations may begin to transition to another way of operation in alignment with what our world is demanding of us now. Aura Surya offers workshops, consulting, talks, coaching, research, and various online and downloadable software environments that begin to introduce the vision, ideas, and implications of operating in an integrated fractal-based world system, and that will assist different organizations, from people to corporations to communities to larger, more complex collectivities, to see this different worldview and consequently transition. Just as in the case of addressing climate change, we believe that the window for making this transition is time-bound, and those organizations that are able to make this journey demanded of them now are the ones that will emerge as leaders of our collective future.